upwards. Just as Tlatelolco was held to consume actual filth and thus restore life and goodness, she did the same in moral terms. She was, the Aztecs told the Spaniards, the goddess who received confessions of sexual sin.
One recited before her all vanities. One spread before her all unclean works, however ugly, however grave. Indeed, all was exposed, told before her.
To the Spanish friar, Bernardino de Sahagún, this seems an uncanny parallel to Christian views on sexual sin and confession. We have to wonder at this point how far the Spaniards are seeing the Aztec, and through them the Huastec goddesses, in terms of their own traditions, especially of Mary. But the Christian tradition had removed Mary from any connection with sex, and the Spanish were disturbed by Tlatelolco's inherent engagement with what they saw as filth. Sahagún deplores the fact that she is also mistress of lust and debauchery. And the Aztecs, in their turn, despised their Huastec subjects,